Archers for the week 1 to 6 April 2001.
Now, it may have been April Fool's Day yesterday, but Jennifer had heavier matters on her mind.
What on earth? Oh, morning, Robert.
Caught you out as well, did it?
What?
That pound coin.
What? It seems to be stuck.
Yeah, it's super glued to the ground.
Super glued? What on earth?
It's April Fool.
April Fool. Oh, you mean you?
Oh, no, no, not me. Them.
Who?
Ed and Fallon.
Oh, really?
Nice one, Mrs. Aldridge.
That's a very childish trick, Ed.
Yeah, it works every time, though. No one can resist. There's some really ace shots.
Shots? You don't mean you've been taking photographs?
Yeah, it's amazing how many people don't bend their knees. They just stoop over, bum in the air.
Oh, really?
Well, what are you going to do with these pictures?
I thought we might have an exhibition.
What?
Oh, you've got nothing to worry about, Mrs. Aldridge. Take a lovely photo, even with your bum.
Now, come on, Ed.
Well, have you got any objection?
Well, I most certainly have.
There's no problem. You don't want your picture shown? You can buy it off us.
Oh, so it's blackmail now.
Oh, come on, lighten up.
Morning.
Morning, Jack.
April Fool joke.
All right. What's this?
Oh, go run. See ya.
What's going on?
Oh, I see that pound coin.
Oh, yes.
No, don't bend over, Jack.
It's super glued to the ground.
What?
Ed Grundy's idea of a joke.
Oh, no, not that old trick.
What?
When I was a lad, it was a penny and fish glue.
Oh, we'd use chewing gum.
Anyway, Jack, is Mum at home this morning?
No, she's gone to church.
Oh.
I must get home. Linda will be wanting a Sunday paper.
Nice to see you, Robert. Bye.
Oh, bye. What about this afternoon?
What?
Well, will you and Mum be home?
Well, she said she was going to drop in and see Pat on her way home from All Souls. Oh. Something about this campaign to save the school.
Oh, right.
Shocking, isn't it? A successful school like that, and they want to close it down?
Yes. And unfortunately, that's not the only threat to the village.
So, what brings you here, Ed?
Well, I was just wondering if you wanted some more cider.
No, thanks.
But the only stocks are running a bit low, so if you did want
No,
some,
really.
I've been collecting firewood.
No, I was just going to have a go at clearing this drain.
You've got no rods.
I did have at my old place.
Well, it's always been a bit dodgy, that drain.
Has it?
Well, as long as I can remember. My dad was always going to fix it, you know, dig it out, relay the pipe, but...
He never got around to it.
Yeah, like a lot of things.
Yes. I was just having a look round out here, making a list of all the things that need doing.
Are you going to tart the place up, are you?
Well, I thought if I'm going to make use of these buildings...
Yeah, let me do it.
What?
And clear the drain. Well, it's actually dead easy, only there's a bit of a knack to it. Can you hold my jacket?
Sure.
You can do it with a bit of bent wire, you know, like a coat hanger, but it's easier to do it by hand.
You're not going to stick your arm down.
That's all right.
No, Ed, you don't have to.
Well, there's sort of a ledge just round the bend.
You'll get filthy.
Well, bits of stuff get caught on it.
No, please, don't kneel.
It's only a bit of mud.
But your jeans.
Oh, it's not like when we had cows in this yard.
Oof.
You'd really turn your stomach when the thing was full of slurry. Ah. Well, there you go. It's just leaves and stuff. Soon have it clear.
But look at the state of you.
So what have you got planned for out here, then?
Huh?
Well, you said you were going to use the buildings.
Oh, well, when I bought the place, I... thought I'd run a few beef cattle, you know, just to keep my hand in. So I'd need some decent storage.
That's got it.
Well done.
No problem.
Well, you better come indoors, get cleaned up. Can't send you home in that state.
Yes, darling, I do understand. I know, but I've got to discuss it with Linda. Because it's her money too.
Robert, can you come and give me a hand?
I'm on the phone.
Oh, sorry.
What? Yeah, she's just been to the garden centre. All right. Yes, I promise. Okay, darling. Talk to you later.
Let me guess.
What?
Leonie.
On the phone, yeah.
She doesn't give up, does she? Now, will you come and help me unload the car? I have bought the most wonderful stones. They're like great big sea-washed pebbles.
Linda, sit down.
They're not, of course. They're reconstituted stones.
Linda.
I said to the man at the garden centre, I am not going to buy anything that has been plundered from the wild, and he assured me that they wouldn't sell anything.
Linda, will you please pay attention?
Well, all right, there's no need to share.
Well, yes, there is. Now, listen to me.
If this is about Leonie...
Please don't interrupt.
I think we've said all there is to be said on that subject. If your daughter wants money for a flat, then she should save up like the rest of us have to.
Well, I think you're being totally unreasonable. I mean... the place she's living in at the moment is dreadful.
How How much is she after?
Well, she just needs an extra 5,000.
Oh, but really? A deposit. Robert, you know what Leonie's like.
She's worked out exactly how much she can afford in terms of the mortgage repayments.
Really? Well, she hasn't got much of a track record when it comes to employment, has she? So what makes you think this job is going to last any longer than the last one?
She's really happy with
it. That's what she always says. Then she gets bored and chucks it in.
It's not like an unsecured loan. There's the flat.
Ugh, which will be repossessed if she fails to pay the mortgage. Does she understand that?
Yes, of course she does.
Besides, where are we going to find £5,000?
Well, I can scrape it together.
Oh, borrow it, you mean?
No.
Robert, you may have forgotten what it was like to be bankrupt, but I haven't.
Well, I might have known you'd throw that in my face.
No, I'm not throwing it in your face. I am just saying it's taken us all this time to get back on our feet. And now that we are, let's not chuck it all away.
Well, how much did you spend at the garden centre?
Oh, please, what's that got to do with anything?
What was it again? Reconstituted pebbles.
Yes,
well,
so...
it's hardly one of life's necessities, unlike a roof over your head.
You don't understand, do you?
Well, no, I don't.
Leonie must learn to stand on her own 2 feet. Now, come and help me unload the car.
That's really neat, that downstairs toilet.
You've got the worst of the mud off, then.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Now, coffee, is it?
Oh, please.
Do you like real coffee, or...?
No, I prefer instant, if you got it.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know, Mum would have loved that.
What?
The downstairs toilet. That's the one thing she don't like about where we live now. It's only got one bathroom.
Right.
You took that out, didn't you? Mum's bathroom. She won that in a competition, you know.
Which one was that?
You know, the one in the front bedroom.
Oh, the ensuite, yes. Had that completely rebuilt.
It's got a proper door now, has it?
Door?
Well, my dad fixed up this sliding door. It was forever getting stuck. I remember when it was new, Mrs. Snell got trapped in there.
Oh, did she really?
No light, nothing. Door completely jammed. Took Dad and Grandad about half an hour to get her out. Mind you, I don't think they were trying too hard.
Well, it couldn't have happened to a more deserving person.
You don't like her, do you?
I don't dislike her, but... well, she will insist on bending my ear on the subject of hunting.
Yeah.
And we're never going to agree, so why she bothers?
I mean, Dad always reckoned it was her who shopped us to the health inspector.
About what?
Well, our turkeys.
You kept turkeys?
Oh, yeah. Supplied the old village we did. Grange Farm turkeys, famous they were. Like Grange Farm cider.
But the health inspector closed you down?
No. It's just Mum used to do the plucking, see, and then she'd hang them outside in the turkey shed.
Which one's the turkey shed?
Out the back door on the right with the corrugated iron roof.
Oh, I was thinking of knocking that down.
Knocking it down?
Well, possibly. Anyway, what happened with this health inspector?
Well, he said it were an hygienic hanging him outside, so my dad had to put up this scaffold in the front room and he hung the turkeys off it.
The front room?
Yeah, where you got them big sofas. If we wanted to watch TV, we had to sit underneath the turkeys with our hats and coats on. Had to be cool, see? Had to keep the windows open.
I never realised when I bought this place what a colourful history.
Oh, yeah, anything you want to know, you ask me.
Well, thank you.
In fact, you said earlier you were thinking of keeping cattle.
Well, eventually, yes. Seems to be some pretty nice grassland.
Well, what land you got exactly? All the stuff down to the river?
Uh-huh.
You get pretty wet down there.
Yes, I suppose.
Oh. I'll take a walk around with you, if you like. Show you the dodgy bits.
Well, it's very kind of you to offer, but...
only not this afternoon. I'd better get home soon and change out these wet clothes.
Right. Well, many thanks for your help. Saved me a lot of time and trouble. In fact, you must let me give you something.
Oh, well, if you feel you must.
Tenner, do you?
Yeah, great.
So, what about this buddleia?
Oh, cut it right back to about 18 inches.
That's a bit drastic, isn't it?
It'll sprout up in no time.
Oh, righto.
There used to be the most enormous buddleia outside the back door at Honeysuckle Cottage.
Did there?
I suppose it went when the Hathaways built that extension.
Whatever made you think of that?
Oh, just remembering Nelson, I suppose.
Ah, he wasn't a great one for gardening, was he?
No, not like Walter. I remember how Mum used to nag him. Your father would be turning in his grave, she'd say.
He always used to plant a row of beetroot, I remember.
Oh, that was Uncle Tom's doing.
Ah.
Because Walter had always grown beetroot, he persuaded Nelson he should grow it too.
Even though he hated the stuff.
He was a real old sentimentalist, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Under that sardonic manner.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hello, dear. Jack said you might call round.
Oh, you're looking busy.
Well, we have been, but I think we could stop for a cup of tea now.
Mm. Oh, I can't stay, I'm afraid. I told Brian I was just popping to the cash point.
Why?
Well, nobody else has got the time to do it. They're all so busy on the farm.
No, I mean, why not say you were coming here?
Oh, because Brian might suspect.
Oh?
Well, the thing is, he told me not to say anything, but... Well, it's just been preying on my mind for the last week.
What?
Oh, and I know you've got a parish council meeting this week.
Yes, on Wednesday night.
Yes, so I thought... Well, the fact of the matter is, Brian went to a board meeting of Borchester Land about 10 days ago, and... Well, you remember they wanted to build some houses at Sawyer's Farm?
Yes.
Well, they're at it again. Only this time it's much worse. They're talking about a huge estate on that bit of land opposite Ambridge Farm. You know, just down from the church.
That used to be part of Grange Farm?
Yes, that's it.
But that's practically in the middle of the village.
Well, I know.
Well, how many houses are they looking at?
Well, I don't know exactly, but... Well, several dozen.
Oh,
they'll never get planning permission.
According to Brian... The district council has agreed some change in the planning regulations.
Oh, now, hang on a minute. Hmm? I remember George saying something about this.
What?
There was a notice in the Echo a couple of weeks ago about an alteration to the local plan.
Yes, that's it.
You mean it might actually be allowed? An estate of houses on what was agricultural land?
I don't know, but it all sounds pretty fishy to me.
So I was right to tell you.
Oh, yes. We can't have Matt Crawford and his cronies sneaking this past the parish council. I'll get on to George right away.
Will Jill go for it? And she's going back to school.
I did learn when your father and I were first married, on the old Fordson.
Hang on.
But tractors have changed a bit since then, haven't they?
You want me to teach you to drive a tractor?
Yes.
Why?
So that I can help out.
Help out? Mum, you're at full stretch as it is.
Not really. You and Ruth are having to spend so much time with the stock. Perhaps I could lend a hand with, I don't know.
What? A bit of spraying? A bit of top dressing?
Why not?
No, Mum, we can manage, honestly.
Yes. As long as your father's all right.
Oh, that's what this is all about, is it?
He's hardly slept a wink since Alistair rang on Friday.
Well, it is only a suspected case.
No, but...
And you know how hyper-cautious everyone's being at the moment.
But if it is confirmed...
If it is confirmed, we just carry on as we are at the moment.
For another 4 weeks?
For as long as it takes.
Bert's not going to like it.
Well, I won't exactly be over the moon myself.
Hiya!
Oh, hello.
Thought you might like some good news.
It's not foot and mouth.
What?
The suspected case at Little Croxley.
Oh, I'm afraid there's no news on that yet.
Oh.
No, I've just added up the milk figures for the year till the end of March.
Oh, yeah?
And we made an income over and above our expectations.
Oh, I should hope so, with quota restrictions being lifted.
£26,000!
What?
26 grand in extra income.
You're kidding.
No,
that's very good, isn't it?
It's brilliant. I mean, I knew we were heading that way, but I only reckoned around 20 grand.
Oh, I didn't think we'd made anything like that.
Well, we have been going flat out, you know, since we knew about the quota.
Even so, 26 grand?
Have you told Phil?
No, not yet.
I think I'll go and tell him if I may.
Of course.
He could do with cheering up.
She's worried about your dad, isn't she?
Yeah, he's not been sleeping.
And he's like this over a suspect case.
No, it's not just that. It's the way it's spreading. It's worse than 1967 already, and still no sign that the outbreak's peaked.
I know.
Mum asked if I'd teach her to drive the tractor.
What?
She wants to take some of the pressure off Dad, when we're spending so much time with the livestock.
Oh, bless her.
Yeah, daft idea, though.
Well, yeah... I can't honestly see Jill.
I don't think she quite realises how much tractors have changed.
So what have you said?
Well, nothing really. Anyway, 26,000, eh?
Good, or what?
Yeah, and that despite running out of silage.
Oh, the yield really hasn't suffered with them being on here. They're out all day, after all, on the new grass.
Yeah. So what are we going to spend it on?
Well, I don't know what I'd like to do, but...
Right, expand the herd.
Yeah. We can't do anything till this business is over.
Yeah, that could be a while.
David! Ruth!
What? What's the matter?
Bad news, I'm afraid. Alistair just rang.
Oh, no.
Little Croxley.
It's been confirmed. Definitely foot and mouth.
You
know about it?
There was a notice in the Echo.
Oh, that.
Auntie Chris pointed it out to me. Something about alterations to the local plan.
Yes, that's right.
Extending the village envelope, which means a housing development.
Yes, just down the road here, opposite Ambridge Farm. If it goes through.
What?
I really shouldn't be telling you. It's not official. We'll be going into it at the parish council meeting on Wednesday.
Right.
I thought it might help to take a look at the site.
I'll walk down there with you. I was just on my way home for lunch.
Oh, well, don't let
me. It's all right. Alistair's out today. I was only going to have a sandwich. Opposite Ambridge Farm, you say?
Yes.
Oh, that would be a disaster. Mum and Dad have just agreed to buy Glebe Cottage. The last thing they're going to want is an estate of new houses on their doorstep.
Well, you wouldn't actually see it from Glebe Cottage.
Oh, I'm not so sure. From the back, we look out across the churchyard.
Of course.
And from the garden...
The churchyard comes round behind the houses, doesn't it?
Yeah, and ends up right behind the field. So, if you look across the wall... See?
Oh, yes. It would ruin your view, wouldn't it?
It used to be Grange farmland.
Yes.
Shula!
Oh, hello.
I'm glad I've seen you. I was just on my way to the garden centre. Afternoon, Peggy.
Afternoon.
I found these wonderful stones for my water feature. They have perfect cheek, but I didn't buy quite enough. What are you doing standing here?
Well, Auntie Peggy...
Oh, before I forget, leaflets.
Leaflets?
I've done them. So who should I give them to?
Oh, you mean the Save Our School leaflets?
Yes, of course. What did you think I meant?
Oh. Not more leaflets.
What do you mean, more?
Well, haven't you already circulated the entire village?
Ah, now this is a new strategy.
Yes, we want everyone to write letters.
To our MP and our MEP. I put the names and addresses on the leaflet.
Well done.
So, what do you want done with them?
Could I drop round this evening and pick them up?
Oh, yes. Yes, do. My water feature will be complete by then, and you can see it in all its glory.
Right.
I'll see you later, then.
Goodbye, Linda.
What are you looking at?
Oh, it's nothing. It's just...
The latest development scare.
What? Here?
It's possible.
Who owns this field?
Borchester Land.
Ah, I might have guessed. It's that dreadful little man Matt Crawford again, isn't it?
We really don't know.
The only surprise is that it took him so long.
What do you mean?
I said, last time when we scuppered his plans down at Sawyer's Farm, I said then, we've won the battle, but not the war. He'll be back. And sure enough...
It's not definite.
But we saw him off then, and we'll see him off again.
No, Linda, please.
What?
Don't do anything just yet.
But... Peggy, time is of the essence in these matters.
The parish council meets on Wednesday. Let them decide what steps need to be taken.
I'll turn it off then, shall I?
Just put it back into neutral and put the brake on.
Oh, well, never mind.
Oh, it was a kind thought, Mum.
I didn't realise quite how much tractors had changed.
No. And to be perfectly honest, we can manage, Mum. I mean... I know we got a bit behind with the spraying, but that had more to do with the weather than lack of manpower.
What about when you come to make silage?
Well, that's not for another month.
I know, but...
And we may well be in the clear by then.
Oh, I do hope so. Bert's going to mutiny if he can't get out soon.
Yeah. Couldn't believe him at lunchtime.
He was so despondent when we told him.
Yeah, but what really seemed to get to him was not... You know, that he was going to be stuck here for another month and couldn't see Frieda or his granddaughter. It was the fact that he'd missed the Easter quiz and the ball.
How are we going to fill our evenings?
What do you mean?
Well, for the past couple of weeks, we seem to have done nothing but test Bert on his general knowledge. Yeah.
How'd you get on?
Oh, you were right. Modern tractors are quite different, aren't they?
Yeah, it's really not like driving a car.
Take me weeks to learn.
Anyway, I can't have you doing Bert out of a job.
I've just had Tawny on the phone.
Oh, what do you want?
He called to congratulate us on the splendid performance of our herd and to ask what we're going to do with our 26 grand.
How on earth did he know?
Heard it in the pub at lunchtime, apparently.
How?
You only worked those figures out this morning.
Bert rang Frieda, who was working down the bull, so she told Sid.
So it's all around the village, is it?
Perhaps we could consider giving something to the hardship fund.
Yeah, I thought of that. Oh, when you see those pictures on the telly every night.
But it's the thought that, well, no matter how careful we are, if there's a case less than 2 miles away...
Oh, don't, Mum.
All our precautions wouldn't help us.
Don't even think about it.
Our stock would have to go. And I just don't think... I don't know if your father could deal with it.
Now, if I just move that one over... Ah, yes, that's more like it.
Linda?
Come and tell me what you think. You see, I've rebuilt the cairn so that the water disperses through the rocks instead of emerging in a single stream.
Please, shut up.
What?
Can you forget about that wretched fountain for 5 minutes?
It's not a fountain.
Linda.
Sorry.
It's about Leonie.
Oh, not again.
Linda, I think we need to talk about this.
Now, for heaven's sake, we went through it all yesterday. There's really nothing more to be said.
Well, I think there is.
Leonie has got to learn that she can't come running to Daddy every time she wants something.
She doesn't. This is the first time she's ever...
Shula!
I did ring the front doorbell, but...
Come and tell me what you think.
Evening, Robert.
Evening.
Now, the best vantage point is over here on the bench. So you sit down there.
Oh, all right.
Now... I want you to contemplate that for a moment and tell me that it does not instill in you feelings of peace and tranquility. I'll just nip indoors and get those leaflets for you.
It's very nice.
Should be. The money's just wasted on it.
Oh. It's quite sort of Japanese, I suppose, isn't it?
What?
Here we are.
Oh, great. Thanks. Well, I'd better get home.
So, what do you think?
What?
At my water feature.
Oh, it's lovely. I was just saying to Robert, very Japanese.
Exactly. They are the masters when it comes to creating an ambiance of serenity and contemplation.
Yes. Well, thanks for doing the leaflets, Linda. I'll see you soon. Good night.
Good night.
Bye, Shula.
As I was saying before Shula arrived...
No... You know, it's still not quite right. I think there are too many stones in the cairn.
Don't do this, Linda, please.
What?
Keep changing the subject.
What subject?
We were talking about Leonie.
Well, I've heard quite enough about that young lady in the past few days, and I am not listening to another word.
I told her I'll lend her the money.
You've done
it's
what?
It's only 5,000.
What do you mean, only?
It's really not that much. And she'll lose the flat unless I help her.
Oh. So you would jeopardise our financial stability.
Oh, don't talk rubbish.
Plunge us into insecurity, ignoring all my advice, not to mention my feelings on the subject.
And what about my feelings as a father?
Oh, I might have known you'd bring that up.
What?
You're a parent and I'm not, so I can't possibly understand.
I love my daughters.
Yes, all right. But that is no reason to indulge her every childish whim.
Leonie is not a child. She's 25.
Time she stood on her own 2 feet.
Well, she's trying to. It's just she needs a loan to help her.
Which you know perfectly well will never be repaid. It's money down the drain.
Well, what do you call this, then?
What are you doing?
You've spent a fortune on this wretched garden.
My money, which I earned.
Well, I choose to spend some of my money, which I earned, on my daughter.
You've always cared more about those girls than you do about me.
That is utter rubbish, and you know it.
No, it isn't. You're putting Leonie's wishes before mine, aren't you?
This is not a competition, Linda.
You are, Robert, aren't you? Well, if that's how you feel, well, perhaps you better go and live with her. You heard what I said.
Right. Right. If that's how you want it, I will.
Not everyone's happy about the Brookfield windfall.
Can I get some fried bread with it and an egg?
Missing your dinners at Willow Farm, are you?
What do you mean?
Should be good for your waistline, this foot and mouth, if nothing else.
Don't know what you're talking about.
And just because you can't go up there, there ain't no need to hang around the shop all the time.
Betty likes the company.
Yeah, of course she does.
She's a hospitable woman, is Betty Tucker. All alone in that shop, it'd be rude not to have a bit of a chat, wouldn't it?
She's too polite to tell you to push off, that's her trouble.
No, I know for a fact that ain't true.
Oh, how's that then?
Because we was talking about this quiz, see?
Oh, no, that reminds me, Joe. I had a call from Sid to say, would it work right through Easter Monday? And I thought, well, we could do with the money.
But what about the quiz?
Yeah, well, that's it. I won't be able to do it after all. So if you want to go in with Eddie and the boys...
Oh, it's too late.
Eh?
I had a better offer.
How do you mean?
Well, like I was saying, me and Betty was talking about it, and she asked me to join the Tuckers.
Betty did?
Practically begged me. Said I was just what was needed on their team. Age, experience, and an in-depth knowledge of local history.
You sure that's what she said?
So I'll go where I'm wanted, thank you very much.
Good afternoon.
Oh, hello, son.
I wasn't expecting you.
Yeah, well, I do live here, you know.
I was just doing Joe a fry-up. Do you want one?
Nah, don't bother.
What's the matter?
Probably choked me. What's up with you?
Oh, just ain't no justice.
Well, we all know, sir.
What's happened?
I just dropped in the ball for a quicken. You know this business of milk quotas being lifted on account of there's a national milk shortage?
Yeah, Pat was saying.
Well, you know why there's a shortage, don't you?
Because so many small farmers like us have been driven out of business this past year.
Exactly.
And who's reaping the benefit?
Rich beggars.
The Archers of Blooming Brookfield, that's who.
Oh, well, that figures.
They made £26,000.
How much?
£26,000 extra profit.
Oh, that is criminal.
£26,000?
Yeah, that's a rich what gets the gravy.
Oh, you're telling me, Dad. And we don't even get the scraps.
Oh, madam, I'm not about to turf out an existing guest just because you didn't have the foresight to book a little earlier.
Linda?
Oh. All right, put the phone down on me, see if I care.
What on earth are you doing?
Oh, hello, Caroline.
Who are you talking to?
Oh, just some stupid woman.
You do not refer to a potential guest like that.
Who seemed to think it was my fault her usual room wasn't available at 2 days' notice. I said to her...
I heard perfectly well what you said. And I have to tell you that addressing a client like that is absolutely beyond the pale.
I'm sorry.
What were you thinking of? The reputation of this hotel depends on every member of staff behaving with impeccable courtesy at all times.
Yes, I know.
Think that woman's just going to forget what you said? Of course she's not. She'll tell all her friends. And word will get around that Grey Gables is going to the dogs.
I'm sorry, I don't know what came over me.
Oh, well, there's no need to...
I'm just finding things a little difficult today.
Here, have a tissue.
Thank you.
Now, come on, pull yourself together. Linda, this isn't like you. What's the matter?
Oh, it's nothing. It's...
Good.
It's Robert.
Robert? Is he ill?
No, nothing like that.
Is it money?
No. Yeah, well, yes, partly. That's what started it.
Started what exactly?
Well, it's his daughter, you see. He's always been ridiculously indulgent towards those girls, and now he wants to give away money that we haven't got.
So you've had an argument.
Yes.
Well, that's not the end of the world.
But it is, Caroline. He's gone.
Gone?
Yes.
You mean he's left you? Oh, I'm so sorry. Look, do you want to take a break?
No, I must carry on.
But
try and behave normally. It's the only way.
This is rather a public place.
I was so sure he'd be back. I thought he'd just walk round the village like he usually does and calm down a bit and then... But I waited all night.
Do you know where he might have gone?
Oh, yes. He'll have gone to her.
Who?
Leonie.
His daughter? Why don't you give him a ring?
Oh, no, I can't do that.
Just to make sure he's all right.
No.
But he hasn't had an accident.
No, really, I can't.
Put your mind at rest.
Good afternoon.
Oliver. Hello.
Good afternoon, Mr. Sterling.
Hello.
Look, Linda, your shift finishes at 2, doesn't it?
Yes.
Well, you get off. I'll cover reception till Shelley gets here.
Oh, no, really?
You know, it's only 10 minutes, so go on, off you go.
Well, if you're sure.
I insist.
Thank you. I'll see you tomorrow.
Only if you feel up to it.
Yeah, I should be fine.
I never realized you were such a martinet.
What?
Reducing your staff to tears.
It wasn't my fault.
And Mrs. Snell, of all people. I thought she was made of sterner stuff.
Oliver.
Sorry. None of my business.
Quite. Anyway, what are you doing here?
Come to see you, of course.
I'm working.
Till when?
6 o'clock.
And then?
What?
Any plans for this evening?
Nothing that can't be changed.
Do you fancy a drink?
I mean, today's shaping up, but this evening I should be desperate for one.
I see. Well, all right then, Leonie. When he comes back, could you ask him... What do you mean he's not coming back? Wales? Well, what's he doing in Wales? Just a minute. There's someone at the door.
Afternoon, Mrs.
Oh, Joe. Look, I'm on the phone.
No, well, you carry on. I can find my own way.
Where are you going?
Hey, it's all right. Mr. Snell's expecting me.
No, he isn't.
4 o'clock, he said.
But he's not here.
What? Not here? Well, where is he?
Well, that's what I'm trying to find out. If you'll just excuse me. Hello, Leonie. I'm sorry about that. Leonie. Oh, no, the wretched girl's hung up on me.
Who's that?
Robert's daughter. I thought he'd be there.
Why isn't he here?
Because...
Tuesday at 4, that's what he said.
He probably forgot.
Forgot? What, my internet lesson?
He's gone away.
Where?
I don't know. He went to his daughter's, but now she says he's gone to stay with some friends in Wales.
we don't have any friends in Wales.
Oh, there's no need to get upset. Lots of people don't have friends in Wales.
It's not that. It's that I don't know where he is.
Oh. Here, he ain't left you, has he, Robert? Oh, dear.
He's never done anything like this before.
Yeah, well, no.
When he goes away, he always tells me exactly where he'll be, and he rings every day.
So, how long's he been gone?
Since yesterday evening.
Oh, well, not long, then.
I'm so afraid he's gone for good.
Oh, give him a chance. I mean, one night away, that don't mean nothing.
And I had such plans for Easter.
Easter?
I'd arranged to have the whole weekend off. We were going to enter the quiz at the Bull on Easter Monday. And now...
The quiz, eh?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I tell you what. Eddie and the boys might have a place on their team. You can join the Grundies if you like.
You going to be long?
Dunno.
I knew I could do a nipping down the shop before it closes.
Yeah, well, you'll have to walk.
I ain't got time.
Ah, this heap of junk ain't going nowhere.
Oh, what's wrong with it?
It's over the hill. What's wrong with it? Ready for the knackers, you.
But you can't fix it.
It just makes my blood boil. 26,000 quid.
Oh, you're not still on about that.
When I think what we could do with 26 grand.
Buy a new van for a start.
But the thing that gets me is... We lost Grange Farm over a measly 8,000.
Well, we're more than that.
No, it weren't.
Eddie.
Oh, we had a few more debts granted. But it was that 8 grand on the Borchester Mills. That was a straw that broke the camel's back.
All water under the bridge now, eh?
Don't you see what I'm saying? If we could just have held on till now.
Yeah, I know. But it ain't no use thinking what might have been.
We'd have been laughing.
Well, we might, Eddie, or we might have had foot and mouth in the road now and our luck. Look, talking of Grange Farm.
26 grand.
You ain't seen our Edward, have you?
What?
He should have been home an hour ago.
Oh, no, you don't think he's gone round there again?
Don't know where he is.
I told him Sunday.
All I know is he ain't doing his own work.
I said to him, I ain't having no son of mine fraternising with the
he's
enemy.
GCSE's coming up and he ain't doing a stroke of work.
See? He's another one.
What, Edward?
Oh, that man Sterling. Buying up Grange Farm to use his plaything while honest working farmers go to the wall.
It wasn't his fault we went first. Oh, look, here's Joe. That didn't take long.
You were?
I thought you'd be gone all evening.
Well, you weren't there.
Who?
Robert Snell.
Joe, we're going to have another internet lesson.
But I got some good news for you, Clary. Oh? If you think I've been spending too much time in the village shop.
Yeah?
I reckon another neighbour's going to be needing some of that old-fashioned community spirit.
Who's back you're going to be scratching, then?
You what?
Linda Snell.
You what?
What sort of favours you going to be doing her, then?
She needs emotional support. The advice of a father figure in a time of trial.
Ah, Linda Snell's never listened to no advice in the past. Why is she going to start now?
Because her old man's left her.
Hey?
Robert Snell. He's done a runner.
You're kidding.
No, he's up and left.
Well, wonder what took him so long.
They were one of the old Ambridge families, the Gabriels. You look in the churchyard, there's quite a few of them.
But this Nelson Gabriel was the last of the line?
Yeah. Well, he does actually have a daughter, but she doesn't call herself Gabriel, and, well, he didn't even know about her till she was grown up.
Ah.
A bit of a lad in his youth, to say the least.
You knew him well, did you?
Oh, yeah. He was a dear friend. And not just me. Everyone adored him.
So I gather. The entire village seems to be going to the funeral.
Not just the village. We're packed out at Grey Gables. Had another one booking this afternoon when I was looking after reception. Anyway... What have you been up to this past week?
Well, I had a visitor on Sunday.
Oh, yeah?
Ed Grundy.
Oh, no.
Hmm?
You didn't let him in the house, did you?
Well, he came in for a cup of coffee, yeah.
I hope you counted the spoons after he left.
Oh, come on, Caroline, he's not that bad.
Oh, yes, he is.
He unblocked a drain for me, and I was extremely grateful.
Be very careful, Oliver. I should warn you, he won't steal £50 out of my purse.
Really?
Yeah. He just called round, must have seen my purse lying there, and thought it was too good a chance to miss.
How did you catch him?
William twisted his arm until he confessed.
Oh, well, he's probably learnt his lesson. Got caught once, won't do it again.
Oh, I don't think so. He's his father's son.
So's William.
William's quite different.
Oh, that's your influence, I suppose.
No. William was just born honest. Unlike Ed, who could lie and cheat for England.
Oh, yes, he did tell me one rather unbelievable story about this German plane that crash-landed on Grange Farm.
Ah,
That one's true.
Well, there you go, then.
There you go what? Just because he told you one true story.
I reckon if I offer Ed a bit of encouragement, he could well turn out to be like William.
Hmm. Well, just check out your valuables when he's gone, that's all I can say.
There are peculiar goings-on in the churchyard.
So I'm just driving up to the village green and I see something moving in the churchyard.
Yeah? Come on.
Someone with a torch. So I stop the car just by the green and walk back.
What, on your own, in the dark?
I took my umbrella with me. It has a very solid handle. I think I could defend myself.
Even so?
Anyway, I'm just walking back down there when who should come out of the lich gate but Sid.
Sid?
He jumped about a foot in the air when he saw me and muttered something about it being a lovely night and he was just taking the air. But I know a guilty man when I see one.
Oh, Siobhan, you don't mean it.
Oh, no, no, there was no one else there.
So what was he doing?
Devising questions.
What?
For the quiz.
Oh, for Easter Monday.
Yes, there's supposed to be a section on local history, right?
You don't think it's a bit underhand?
What?
Working out the questions beforehand.
It's called research, Betty. It's called being prepared in the best Boy Scout tradition.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I'm sharing the information with you.
Well, thank you very much. Right, is that the lot?
I think so. Oh, no, hang on. I need some eggs. Any news about when you'll be getting your hens?
Heaven knows.
Must be very frustrating for you.
Oh, yeah. But on the other hand, this whole crisis has made people think about where their food actually comes from.
I suppose so.
Well, I bet there's going to be a lot more demand for natural food that's been produced locally.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I never realised how much livestock is carted halfway round the country before it ever reaches the shops.
Yeah, so I sort of feel, well, I know it's the right thing to do. Free-range eggs for a local market.
Absolutely.
That's £6.24, then, please.
Thanks.
Morning.
Oh, hello, George.
Oh, hello. I hear you're moving in next door.
Well, I don't know. Word gets around, doesn't it?
I shall be able to wave to you across the green.
We've only just had our offer accepted.
Well, I should be glad to see the place occupied again. It's been empty so long.
Yes. I don't know why. It's got a grand garden.
Maybe it's been right next door to the shop.
Oh, and your customers are a disorderly bunch, are they, Betty?
No, not at all.
Thoroughly civilised, aren't we? Anyway, must be off.
Hey, you're coming to the parish council meeting this evening, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Only we need a quorum tonight. Something rather serious has cropped up.
Hang on, I'm coming. Ah, afternoon.
Hello, what are you doing here?
Well, I said I'd drop round.
Yes, but shouldn't you be at school?
No, it's a study day.
Oh, yeah?
Well, GCSE revision. Only I've been at it since first thing this morning.
Really?
Yeah, my brain's gone a bit numb, so I thought I'd take a walk, you know, clear my head a bit.
Well, it is a lovely afternoon.
I wondered if you fancied, you know, walking them fields, like we said on Sunday.
Yeah, okay. Come on in while I get my boots on.
Oh, all right.
I must confess that I wasn't expecting to see you again.
Well, why not?
Well, young chap like you, I should think you've got more interesting things to do, haven't you, than wander around the fields with an old fire like me?
Beats GCSE revision.
Well, yes, I can see that.
You know, I'd like to help people out, you know, and with me knowing this land and all.
Yeah, sure. When you were here on Sunday...
What?
No, it doesn't matter.
What?
Well, I seem to have lost my penknife. I just wondered if you'd noticed it at all.
Penknife? No, never clapped my eyes on it.
So annoying. I've had it for years. My daughter gave it to me. Now I can't find it anywhere.
Well, small thing like that.
I know I had it Sunday morning. I remember using it to cut up an apple.
Well, have you looked down the back of the sofa?
Oh, yes, and all the chairs.
I dare say it'll turn up. My mum's always losing her wedding ring. Once it disappeared while she was drawing turkeys. Thought it was going to end up in someone's Christmas dinner.
Did it?
Nah, she left it in the soap dish, didn't she? And then she lost it bagging compost my dad. But my dad turned up. These things always do.
Do they?
Oh, yeah, take my word for it.
It's just so frustrating.
I know.
Here we are, all set up, ready to go.
Our lovely hen houses standing empty.
And I just keep thinking...
We should have been well into production by now.
If only we'd got going just that little bit sooner.
But we didn't.
I was talking to Pat the other day. They're still having trouble with their supplier.
Yeah, she told me.
We could be in there. And I've been in touch with some of my old customers, you know, from when I had the battery hens.
Oh, yeah?
I didn't think I'd have much luck with them, because most of them are buying on price, and I didn't think they'd want to pay the organic premium, but there's one or two come back really positive.
Well, the market will still be there when we do get going.
Yeah, I know, but... Oh, trouble is, Betty, I just got so much time on me hands at the moment.
Oh, no, Mike's the same.
All those casual jobs you could usually depend
on. Don't know what to do with himself half the time.
Especially around lambing time.
Well, I suggested he should redecorate the bathroom. Hasn't been done since we first moved in.
Helping out at Brookfield.
But he just sits in front of the telly.
And my own farm. I usually do a bit over there.
It's not just the farmers who are suffering, is it?
And I don't like being a kept man, I really don't.
Well, how do you mean?
Hmm? Well, I'm not bringing any money in, am I? We're having to get by on what Susan earns.
Oh, dear.
I come out here to check the pigs, look at those empty hen runs, and I think if only we'd got these birds in a few weeks earlier. At least I'd have something else to do. Not to mention a few bob coming in.
Neil! Neil!
What's he doing here?
Afternoon, Mr. Woolley.
Oh, hello. Susan said I'd find you over here.
What is it? What's the matter?
I just wanted to make sure you're coming to the parish council meeting tonight.
Oh, yes, George has already reminded me.
Oh, good.
He said something had come up and it was vital we should all be there.
That's right.
Why? What's happened?
It rather looks as if Borchester Land are up to their old tricks.
And down here, well, you can tell. Well,
this is the bit that flooded when we had all that rain.
Yeah, it never dries out.
It's certainly pretty muddy.
It's like a bog. You stand still for 5 minutes, he'll be over the top of your boot.
So not a great place for cattle?
We're only in a drought.
Shame. The grass looks so lush.
Well, you better hope for a dry summer, then. Either that or get a few sheep.
Right. Thanks for the advice.
Oh, this is where that German plane went down. You remember I was telling you?
Oh, yes.
When we was kids, William and me, we was always finding bits of stuff. You know, shell casings, old bits of metal.
I have to confess, I didn't believe you when you told me about that plane.
Why not?
Why, it just seemed a rather tall tale.
It's all true. You ask anyone.
I know. I was talking to Caroline last night.
Caroline Pemberton?
Yes. And she set me right on that one.
Right. Let's go up this way.
I gather our husband used to own all this.
Yeah, he was all right. He was. Nice bloke.
Really?
Yeah, we'd never have lost the farm if old man Pemberton hadn't snuffed it.
Oh, yeah?
Well, that's what my dad says, anyway. If you're going to grow cereals at all, you got to watch out for the rabbits.
I thought I'd seen a few around.
Yeah, you see over there, that hilly bit?
Yeah.
There are thousands of burrows under there. You seen them?
Well, that's not on my land. Well,
rabbits don't take no notice of fences.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, we often used to go over there with the ferrets, but Dad don't keep ferrets no more.
I've always found a gun the best way to deal with rabbits. I had quite a problem on my office.
I can't stand rabbit.
What to eat?
Yeah, my mum still cooks it sometimes. Mainly for my granddad. He's got this thing about rabbit pie just because he had it when he was a kid.
Rabbit pie? Haven't had one of those in years.
Lucky you. Tastes like old socks, if you ask me. Now, up here, it drains really well. A bit too well, to be honest.
Yes, the soil looks a bit thin.
You get a dry spell and it'll go brown in no time.
Could do with a bit of conditioning.
Yeah, it needs a bit of muck, doesn't it?
I gather your dad is the main source of muck around here. Well, for the gardeners, anyway.
Yeah, and he charges an arm and a leg for it, too.
Right, I remember that.
And the more people buy the stuff, the more sacks have to be filled. And guess who he uses for the slave labour?
So, what are you going to do when you've got your GCSEs out of the way?
Dunno.
A-levels?
No, no chance. One more term and I'm out of there.
Well, you obviously know a lot about farming.
Yeah, a fat lot of use, that is. Ain't no jobs in farming no more.
Not many, I grant you.
In fact, there ain't no jobs round here, full stop.
Well, you've done quite a service this afternoon, Ed.
Oh, it weren't nothing.
I know a lot better what I've got. And you must let me pay you for your time.
I don't have to do that. Well, if you feel you must.
I knew as soon as I saw that statutory notice in the Echo.
Yes, I remember you saying, George.
I missed that.
Well, they mean you to miss it.
What exactly did it say?
Put this tiny little notice down the bottom of page 15 or whatever.
Aye. You see, they're obliged by law to let the public know if any change is being proposed to the local plan. And, you see, in this case...
Now, hang on. What exactly does that mean, the local plan?
Well, there are only certain areas of the village where building is allowed. Mm.
But because of the pressure there is these days to provide new housing...
Yeah, particularly in a place like this, you know. I mean, commuting distance from a big city.
Local councils are expected to come up with the necessary land.
And build in places that have previously been protected.
Mm. Like agricultural land.
Mm. Oh, I see.
Now, that statutory notice... That just lets us know about a possible easing of planning restrictions. But it set alarm bells ringing in my mind.
Mm, you said to me at the time, George, I remember.
Right. You see, I thought, There must be something behind this. You can bet someone's out to make a bob or two. And I was right.
Sorry, I don't understand.
Well, Peggy and me, we had a visit from Jennifer. And she was in a bit of a quandary because her husband had told her, in confidence...
You mean Mr. Aldridge?
Yes, Brian Aldridge, who is a director of Borchester Land, you see.
Oh, yes, of course.
And he told Jennifer that they're looking to develop a big estate of houses opposite Ambridge Farm.
Adjacent to the churchyard.
No.
So, obviously, we need to take action.
Yeah, we certainly do.
Has anybody spoken to Brian Aldridge?
No. Well, the difficulty is, you see... He told Jennifer in confidence, made her promise that she wouldn't breathe a word.
But why not? I mean, are they trying to sneak this plan through and hoping nobody will notice?
No, there's no way they can get away with that.
You'd think Brian Aldridge would learn, wouldn't you?
Well, how do you mean?
Well, it was exactly the same when the Grundys were evicted from Grange Farm. He doesn't tell anyone what's happening and then wonders why he gets the blame for everything.
Yeah, look, anyway, look, going back to the statutory notice. Now, we've got 2 months in which to appeal. Or rather, we had 2 months. The clock's ticking already.
So, what do we do?
Well, we'll draft a motion now, saying that we, Ambridge Parish Council, object to any extension of the village envelope. Mm.
Is there any way we can find out about this plan? I mean, suppose I was to go into the district council office and ask how any changes might affect the village.
Can you do that?
Of course we can do that.
Right. That's settled, then.
Good.
And I shall go to the source of the rumour. Ask Brian what the hell is going on and why he's kept it under his hat.
Elizabeth's putting finishing touches to her funeral oration.
Sheila, come to see you.
Hello, Lily. Oh, look at those lovely pink cheeks.
Oh, yeah, it makes such a difference to them. And run around in the fresh air. Henry, don't do that, love. He's littler than you.
Do you know where Elizabeth is?
Oh, she's inside somewhere. She said she had to work on a, you know, speech for tomorrow.
The funeral oration?
Oration, what's the word? I think she's a bit nervous about it, actually.
Well, that's why I've come over, to be honest.
Oh.
Mum said she sounded as if she was getting over-anxious.
Well, why is she doing it anyway?
Well, she was very fond of Nelson.
Oh, so were lots of people, weren't they? I mean, everyone I speak to seems to be his best mate at one time or another. Henry! No! No, Freddie had it first. Let it go. The boy.
Anyway, how are things going with the wedding?
Oh,
dear. Like that?
Well... There's good news and bad news. The good news is that we did the last session of the wedding preparation course.
Oh, how did that go?
Oh, well, I thought it was quite worthwhile, actually. It made you ask questions and think about things, you know, but Roy hated every minute of it.
Oh, did he?
I suppose because, you know, the battles he's had over Phoebe and... I mean, he's had enough of strangers poking about in his personal life. Anyway, it's done. We got through it.
And what's the good news?
Yeah, well, the bad news is I'm too thin for my wedding dress.
Too thin?
I mean, I knew I'd lost a bit of weight, but we all went for a fitting yesterday.
Oh, yes, I know. Pip was so upset she had to miss it.
Oh, I'm just praying she doesn't have to miss the wedding.
Well, there might not be any more cases.
Well, no guarantee if that is the...
Fingers crossed, eh?
Yeah.
Anyway, what's the problem with your dress?
Oh, it looks awful. It's hanging off me like a tent, and it's all Kate Aldridge's fault.
Why?
I know I shouldn't say it, but the past couple of months have been such a strain for us.
Oh, of course it has.
I mean, I don't want to have my dress taken in, because I'm not usually this thin. So I'm going to have to spend the next month eating.
Oh, lucky you.
Yeah, well, it's not difficult when you share a house with Marjorie. She's force-feeding me cakes and plates of shortbread.
Afternoon.
Oh, hello, Nigel.
Hello.
Hi, Sheila.
Oh, Lily. Is Naughty Daddy ignoring you, eh? Come on, then. Come and give me a kiss.
I've been sent to check up on Elizabeth.
Who by?
Mum.
Oh, that's kind.
She's worried that she's getting an estate about tomorrow.
Oh, no. I mean, she's nervous about doing the eulogy, obviously, but she's no need to be. It's very good. No, we're rather more concerned about money.
Oh, yes, Hayley was just saying. Oh,
well, I mean, she does seem to be taking it rather hard, didn't she?
Will she be all right for tomorrow?
I hope so. Lewis has promised to be standing by with the smelling salts.
Oh, that's good of him.
Sure, he's being positively saintly. And when you consider Mummy's acting completely broken-hearted over another man...
Home Farm?
Brian, it's George. George Barford.
Yes, of course, George. How nice to hear from you. How are things? I hear you're on the move.
What?
Jenny tells me you're buying the police house.
Oh, that.
It should take you back a bit, eh?
It's just a house, like any other.
You'll find it a bit small, though, won't you? After the stables.
It'll suit us fine. Anyway, I didn't ring to talk about houses. Well, actually, I did. A little bird tells me that Borchester Lamb are planning to build rather a lot of them.
What?
A substantial development, that's what I heard.
Who told you that?
Just down beyond the church, opposite Ambridge Farm.
I don't understand how these rumours get started.
So it's not true?
Well, there have been some discussions.
So it is true?
Look, George, the board of Borchester Lamb... every single meeting, one or other of the directors comes up with some scheme or other. A golf course, holiday camp, you name it. You see, they're none of them farmers, George. They're businessmen. They want a better return for the investment than they're getting out of farming. In the present climate, who can blame them?
So it is true.
Well, nothing's been decided. It's just an idea, one of many.
So how come it surfaces at exactly the same time as the district council announces an amendment to the local plan?
What do you mean?
Oh, come on, Brian. Don't play the innocent with me. You know you can't build on agricultural land without the district council changes the rules.
Which they do all the time, particularly at the moment.
Oh, so it's just a happy coincidence, is it?
George, people need houses.
The district council decides to extend the village envelope just at the very moment Borchester Land is considering a development.
Well, I don't know the details, George.
Yeah, but you know something.
Yeah, it was discussed at the last board meeting, yes.
You kept very quiet about it, didn't you?
Well, like I said, we talk about schemes like this all the time.
Oh, it's gotten further than just talking, though, hasn't it?
I don't want to go spreading rumours about idiot proposals, 95% of which never get off the ground.
There have been consultations with a developer, haven't there? Are you denying that?
Where did you get hold of all this, George?
A substantial number of executive homes with a few low-cost units thrown in for good measure. That's what I heard.
Who told you?
Well, let's just say it was reported to the parish council.
All right, let me guess. Jack and Peggy?
Look, Brian, will you just be straight with me, please?
Well, I'm doing my best.
When did you first hear about this?
A couple of weeks ago at the board meeting.
And plans had already been drawn up?
Well, a few rough sketches, that's all.
So somebody must have known before then about these proposed changes in the planning regulations.
Well, possibly. They keep their ear to the ground, these people.
Oh, I bet they do.
Look, if you want to know what's going on, ask Matt Crawford.
Right, I will.
He knows a great deal more about it than I do.
Right, come on, sweetheart. Sit, yes, Alvia. Let's get your shoes on. It's been all right.
Oh, good as gold. Yeah. We've had a lovely day, haven't we, Phoebe?
All good.
And we had a long chat with Mummy on the phone, didn't
you
we?
And Kate.
Yes. Well, one of us usually rings on a Thursday when Phoebe's here. Oh. And we told her all about you being a bridesmaid, didn't we, darling?
Oh, you should see her in a frock. She looks like a little angel.
Oh, I bet she does.
Well, in fact, all my bridesmaids look utterly gorgeous, whereas I look like an old witch.
What?
Well, I've lost so much weight these last few months. My dress is hanging off me.
I noticed you were looking thinner. Oh, wish you'd let me into your secret.
Eh?
Well, of losing weight. Oh, I have such a struggle.
Stress.
What?
Well, I didn't mean to get this thin. In fact, Roy's been complaining about my hip bone sticking out.
Oh.
But, you know, all the worry about Phoebe.
Oh, yes.
Right. Shoes all done.
What should you wear now?
Now, where's your coat?
It's here. Yeah.
Thanks.
Oh, I didn't tell you, did I?
Arm in the hole.
I had the most marvellous letter from Lucas.
Yes.
To say thank you for having to stay all that time. Well, not that it seemed a long time at all. He's such a charming young man.
Oh, Kate's very lucky.
Yes, she is, isn't she? I just hope she appreciates it.
Jenny, have you been talking to your mother about... Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hayley's just come to collect Phoebe.
Obviously.
And I was just telling her about the lovely letter we got from Lucas. Well, he's got such a way with words. And his grammar's so good. Oh, it's such a rarity these days, someone who uses English grammar properly.
You're off then, eh?
Yes. I think we're all set, aren't we, Phoebes?
Right, well, I'll get the door for you.
Bye-bye then, darling. Hey, are you going to give Grandma a big kiss? Bye. Bye.
See you in the morning.
Yeah. I'll drop around first thing.
Hi, Phoebe.
Bye.
So, couldn't resist gossiping to your mother, eh?
What?
Just had a phone call from George.
Oh, really?
George, in his extremely pompous I am chairman of the parish council mode. And guess what? The parish council knows all about Borchester Land's development plans.
Oh?
And how do they find out? Well?
Did George tell you?
No, he didn't, no. It doesn't take a genius to work it out.
All right. I told Mum and Jack.
Why?
Well, I just thought it was the right thing to do.
For heaven's sake, woman, I told you it was confidential.
I know.
I made it perfectly clear it was not to go any further.
But Brian...
But you couldn't resist,
no,
could
I thought about it very hard.
You had to go blabbing to your mother.
And I decided that the parish council should be told.
Did you spare a thought for me?
This is a massive development, Brian.
Well, when the other directors discover that the word is out...
Look, it's going to affect everybody in the village.
Well, who's going to get the blame, eh? And my name's mud with Borchester Land already.
Well, then, things can't get any worse, can they?
Don't you believe it.
But when you start really looking into his life, well, he does seem to have been a bit of a crook.
I thought he was just rather hopeless as a businessman.
What about the great Borchester mail van robbery?
Well, he was acquitted of that.
Ah, but according to Sid, he shouldn't have been.
What does Sid know about it?
He was certainly never very good with money.
Come on, Freddie, Jim Jam's on.
Dad was telling me just how often poor old Uncle Walter had to bail him out.
I'm going to say a bit about the Gabriel family.
No, no, that leg goes there.
People forget that he was actually born in the village.
Yes, Dad can remember him as a little boy.
That's difficult to imagine, isn't it?
What?
Nelson as a little boy. I always think of him springing into the world fully formed as a sophisticated 40-something.
Yes.
Right, Lily. That's your bottom done and dusted?
Yeah. Most of the stories I've got about him date from when he had the wine bar.
Oh, the wine bar.
Can you pass me our pyjamas?
Yeah. Thanks.
Where we misspent so much of our youth. Huh?
Yeah.
Do you remember when we first got engaged?
What, you mean the very, very first time?
Yes. And we swore Nelson to secrecy.
And he immediately spilled the beans?
Yes, to Mark and me.
That's right.
Oh, I remember it well.
You were horribly sceptical.
Quite rightly. It was... How long before we got engaged properly?
Years and years.
I'll tell you one of my favourite memories. And that's you and Nelson as the ugly sisters.
Oh, yes. Cinderella, Nigella and Gabriella.
You in your miniskirt.
Oh, don't remind me.
Nelson. Nelson in those wonderful shoes.
Oh, yes. Bright red, 4-inch heels, patent leather.
He looked stunning. You both did.
Oh, what a double act.
Yes, Lily. What a funny daddy you've got.
Oh, but the funniest part was, do you remember, it was the time that Mummy was staying at Honeysuckle Cottage and she opened his wardrobe looking for something and spotted their shoes.
Yes, and she was quite convinced he was a secret transvestite.
I'll go. Here, look, Camber, you take it.
Come on, Puppet.
Wait me a minute.
You're actually thinking about it.
What?
It's not surprising Julia's so upset.
No, she was very fond of him.
I'd forgotten that she actually moved into Honeysuckle Cottage. Nigel felt terrible about it. I remember thinking we'd driven her out.
But she went to be with Nelson rather than to get away from you.
I hope so. Though I was jolly glad to see the back of her at the time.
Are you nervous?
Not yet. I probably will be tomorrow. But we've been so busy because of reopening this weekend.
Nigel said.
Well, we thought Little Croxley is several miles away, so we had to risk it. And we'll keep the rare breeds away from the visitors.
Yeah, of course.
So now it's just trying to let everyone know we're open for business, though whether anyone will actually come. People still seem to think that the countryside is completely out of bounds.
Oh, I'm sure once word gets around.
You're not going to believe this.
What?
What's the matter?
It's the undertakers. They've brought Nelson.
What?
In his coffin. Apparently he's supposed to be resting here for the night.
Says who?
Well, the undertaker says it was all arranged with Mrs. Pargiter.
Not with me, it wasn't. Oh, no.
Mummy, I think I'd better go and have a word.
The crowds are gathering for Nelson's funeral.
Not at all.
But Dad was, well, he was never conspicuously Christian.
No, but he wanted this, the funeral service, and to be buried here in St. Stephen's churchyard, so he must have had faith.
Good morning.
Oh, hello, Sid.
Morning.
Have you met Nelson's daughter, Rosemary?
Oh, yes, yes. We're all friends.
I saw you as soon as I arrived, didn't I, Sid?
We're having the wake, you see, there at the ball.
I'm so grateful to you both.
Ah, it's okay. Yeah, Dad left very specific instructions and very, very generous. There's enough to keep the entire village fed and watered for a week.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jennifer. Have you met...
Rosemary.
Hello. How are you?
Oh, it's nice to see you.
I only wish it were a happier occasion.
Thank you so much for the obituary.
Oh, you saw it, did you?
It was wonderful. There was stuff in there even I didn't know about. Dad always used to gloss over the shadier bits of his past. Oh, here's Caroline. Hello.
I thought I was going to be late.
Caroline, have you met?
Yes. Hi, Rosemary.
I'm staying at Grey Gables.
Oh, I see. Along with quite a few of Nelson's old friends and business associates. We're packed out.
And practically the entire village seems to have crammed into the church.
So I see.
The only person I haven't seen is Linda Snell. Is she working today?
No, I don't think so.
Haven't you heard? What? Well, apparently Robert's left home.
Who told you that?
Oh, Pat. Who heard it from Clary? Who heard it from Joe, apparently. It's astonishing, isn't it, how gossip gets around in this village?
Oh, here comes the hearse.
Oh, yeah. Come on, Jennifer. We better go inside.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, look. Flowers.
What's wrong with it? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Nelson. Foot tie letters in white narcissus.
Oh, that is wonderful.
It's like some East End gangster.
Oh, it is rather splendid, isn't it?
Don't you think it's a bit tasteless?
Oh, Nelson would think it was the cat's pajamas.
I'm now going to call on Elizabeth Pargiter to say a few words.
Thank you, Janet. I stood in front of my mirror this morning, soberly dressed in black, and I heard Nelson's voice saying to me, "No, Elizabeth, I don't think so." Just as he always used to, when I'd ask him what he thought of some ridiculously short skirt or recklessly high heels. So I took off my sober black and put on a red dress. Because I thought, that's what Nelson wants us to do today. Celebrate his life, not mourn his death. He was wise and warm and funny. And if you were in trouble, he was always there for you. Usually with a stiff drink. And as he said of his father, I would say of him, he was the sweetest man I ever knew. He was born in this village just 68 years ago.
It was a smashing service, wasn't it?
Yes, wonderful. Elizabeth was terrific.
Yeah, she did do well.
Yes. Oh, my goodness, what a turnout.
Such a shame your mum and dad couldn't come.
Yes, they were so disappointed. Mum particularly.
And how are they doing?
Oh, you know, a bit up and down.
I can imagine.
Dad got very gloomy last weekend when they first heard about the second case at Little Croxley.
I know, Lizzie was on the phone to Jill for ages.
Mm. So now they're in for another 4 weeks at Brookfield.
I'm afraid so. We had endless chats about whether to open up ourselves. Oh. But we eventually decided we just couldn't risk the losses. Now, of course, we just hope people will come. Anyway, how's your dad now?
Oh, I think he's perked up a bit. I talked to him last night and he sounded quite cheerful. It's poor Bert who's down in the dumps.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, terminally cross about missing the Easter Monday quiz at the Bull.
Is that all?
Well, that's what David says. But it must be pretty miserable for him, living alone in the bungalow without Frieda.
I say, Shula.
What?
You see those people over there?
Which ones?
The two men in the camel hair coats.
Oh, with the big-haired wives. I was wondering about them.
You don't know who they are?
No idea. They're certainly not from round here.
They look like they've just walked off the set of The Sopranos.
That's exactly what I thought.
I wouldn't mind betting that they were responsible for those flowers. I saw Detective Sergeant Coverdale as we were coming out of the church. I said to him, "What are you doing here?" And he said, "I just wanted to check that Mr. Gabriel really is dead."
He didn't.
Honestly?
You'd think Nelson was some kind of capo of the South Borsetshire Mafia, wouldn't you?
And do you know what he died of?
What? Do you think someone...
Well...
Oh, Nigel.
Well, he wasn't very old, was he?
Oh. Well, I did ask Rosemary, and she said she thought it was natural causes, but the death certificate's in Spanish, so she's not entirely sure.
So it could have been anything.
I told her to ask Siobhan for a translation.
Oh, my goodness, look at Mummy.
Oh, dear.
She's not going to fling herself into the grave, is she?
No, it's all right. Lewis has got a firm grip on her.
I'll tell you who's missing. Ellen.
She does know, doesn't she?
Oh, yes, yes, of course. And I really thought she'd be here. Well, she and Nelson were very close.
They were, weren't they?
In fact, there was a time when she and Mummy practically came to blows. Do you remember?
Oh, yes. Oh, it's amazing, really. The number of women who seem to find him quite irresistible.
Talking of which, have you noticed that rather stunning young woman?
Well, the dark, sultry-looking one.
Do you think she might be Nelson's last flame?
Well, she has been crying her eyes out. Oh, look, Janet's ready to start.
For as much as it hath pleased Almighty God of his great mercy to take unto himself the soul of our dear brother Nelson here departed, we therefore commit his body to the ground. Earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
We were just getting the children into their pyjamas when there's a ring on the door. So Nigel goes to answer it and comes back white as a sheet, saying it's the undertakers and they've got Nelson in his coffin.
And you had no idea?
None at all. Julia had arranged it all. She just didn't think to tell us.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you'd agreed.
No, but, well, Julia kept him company.
She sat up all night?
So she says. I wouldn't swear to it. I spent the evening rehearsing my speech.
Oh, thank you so much for doing that, Elizabeth.
Oh, yes, it was very good.
Thanks. I think it went okay, didn't it?
Oh, it was terrific.
Elizabeth, you must see this.
What is it? A quiche?
Yeah, specially made in honour of the occasion by... guess who?
Who?
Look. Over there.
Where? Oh, my goodness. I don't believe it.
Who's that?
Shane.
Oh, not the guy who used to cook.
In the wine bar, that's right.
Look, he's still wearing those same leather trousers.
Yeah, but didn't he, didn't Nelson disappear owing him a fair old bit?
Well, he's obviously forgiven and forgotten.
Oh, I don't think Shane lost out. Helped himself to most of the fixtures of the cafe bar, as I recall. Last seen sprinting down Borchester High Street with a cappuccino machine on his back.
It's so typical of Dad. He disappears, apparently bankrupt, and yet... Well, what must a day have cost?
No expense spared.
So he must have made good in the end.
Yes. It's nice to imagine him in his last years living in lavish style in Argentina.
Yeah, with a beautiful young senorita.
Oh, yes. I'd love to know about her. I tried to speak to her, but she disappeared.
Anyway, shall we go and say hi to Shane?
Oh, I think we should.
Oh. You mean you hadn't heard?
No, not a whisper.
It's the talk of the village. A housing development.
Where exactly were you talking about?
Just down beyond the church on the right.
What, before you turned into Grange Farm?
Yeah, on what used to be Grange Farm land.
But that's only a hop and skip from the village green.
I know. Uncomfortably close to Glebe Cottage. And you know Mum's been having reservations about moving there.
Yes, Lizzie said.
Well, she finally seemed to have reconciled herself to the move, and now this.
Poor Jill.
Oh, she's not going to like it.
So how long had Brian known?
A couple of weeks, according to Jennifer.
And he said nothing?
No, swore her to secrecy. Very brave of her to speak out. Although, come to think of it, didn't he get involved with some consortium of house builders?
Billy, did he?
Yeah, this was years ago. I remember Mark getting terribly het up about it. In fact, I think it was him who managed to block the development in the end.
How did he do that?
Oh, I only wish I could remember.
Well, I expect Linda will be setting up camp down there, won't she?
Ah.
Looking for rare plant species like she did down at Sawyer's Farm.
You obviously haven't heard the other bit of village gossip.
What's that?
About the Snells. They've split up.
No.
Yep. Robert walked out, finally had enough.
You're kidding.
No. Caroline told me in confidence, after Linda had cried on her shoulder, but it's all round the village. Everyone here seems to know.
Oh, poor Linda.
Mm. That's probably why she isn't here today.
Mind you, she and Nelson didn't exactly see eye to eye, did they?
Oh, I don't know. I think they had a sort of wary respect for each other. He was in several of her productions, after all.
Like Cinderella.
And the importance of being earnest.
Yeah.
Oh, do you remember his Jack Worthing? So stylish.
Well, if there was one thing Nelson had in spades, it was style.
Oh.
And my goodness, he knows how to throw a good funeral.
Are you saying he never tried chatting you out, Caroline?
No, you must be the only woman in this room.
I mean, he was always one for the big romantic gesture.
Oh, yes, the flowers.
Oh, exactly. Huge bunches of flowers arriving out of the blue. But usually because my heart had been broken by some other man and I'd spent the previous evening crying on Nelson's shoulder.
Well, the number of women who've said that.
He must have had a permanently damp shoulder.
Absolutely.
And how about you, Jennifer?
Oh, yes, I went out with him.
Did you?
Mind you, we are talking 35 years ago. In fact, when I was expecting Adam, it was all round the village that Nelson was the father.
Really?
Excuse me.
Not true, I hasten to add.
But what do I have to do to get a drink round here?
Who on earth?
Oh, no.
Sid, I think you need it.
Fog in the channel. Can you believe it?
Going.
It can't be.
All this way and I miss the wretched funeral.
Don't tell me. Another of Dad's old girlfriends.
No. No, that's my sister. Lillian.
Lillian, why didn't you tell us you were coming?
The Archers was written by Caroline Harrington, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Louise Gifford, and the editor was Vanessa Whitburn.